sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
Feel like an Egyptian in outer space. Perfect fucking description.
Like the Egyptians that obviously went off into space and
yes.
are still alive.
This is what they're jamming right now. This is awesome. This is Achilles by Nile Delta off of Aztec EP 2013. And with that first track, welcome to the Earful.
Welcome, welcome. This is going to be 16 Earfuls.
That's right. It's the 16th episode of the Earful, so why not light up a candle with 16 Earfuls?
Yeah.
Aww, well said, congratulations, Tom. Earful. You just turned
High
16.
Five.
High five. Ooh, yeah.
Slap on that. It's good huss.
So this is Nile Delta. They are a Melbourne... It is described as a Melbourne dance floor wizard, Joel Dixon. It's pretty jamming.
Definitely pretty jamming.
So get on up and get ready for this brand new episode of The Earful. We got 12 delicious tracks to count down for you. We are, of course, a brain baby of the Ono Radio Show.
Oh, no!
Every Thursday nights, www.mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. And you can check out at 8:30 p.m. a live broadcast of the Ono Radio Show, one of the greatest podcasts around.
It's pretty fantastic. Doesn't get much better, really.
And the Earful's pretty dope, too. www.onoearful.com, where you can listen to all our past jammage. And that's exactly what we try to give you, is all those tasty tunes.
And with that...
Start her off, Ty. What do we got?
Gonna come back with some Washed Out, man. They've been away for a while, and this new album was pretty fantastic. I didn't expect to love it as much as I did, and
yeah,
I did.
I was the same way. I wanted to hate on it, kind of, but I really liked it. Super smooth, just rides.
Yeah, the track is called Hard to Say Goodbye. The new album is called Mr. Mellow. Washed Out is Ernest Green, but professionally known as his stage name Washed Out. American singer, songwriter, record producer, and all-around badass.
Just putting out some really good stuff. For as long as I can remember, I've enjoyed Washed Out.
Me too.
So if you don't, if you haven't heard of Washed Out, get on that train.
I really do think the shoegaze vibe has come back real hard lately. And,
yeah, I think so,
I'm
too.
Okay with that, as long as it's still, you know, tasty morsels for your ears.
It is. It's really easy listening music. That's what I enjoy about it. It just flows. Really good beat. And the voice, great voice, doesn't hurt. So yeah, get on that. Get some Washed Out. Yeah, so it's kind of this is a slow build. This is, I believe it's Bayo or Bio?
Scott Bio.
The track is Vin Mariani off Man of the World. And this is Chris Bayo, and apparently he was the bass player for Vampire Weekend. And this is kind of his departure solo project. I kind of dug it. We'll be right back. Yeah, man, it's cool. I kind of dig it. I dig his vocal styles. I kind of like the style of the music in general. I wasn't a huge Vampire Weekend fan, but again,
me neither,
that was completely different than this. This is a grave departure from Vampire Weekend. Maybe a very welcome departure.
I do agree with you.
It's always interesting to me when a band, you know, it's interesting because you think of bands as certain units, you know, there's always that, you know, that guitar player and the drummer, but when, like a Dave Grohl kind of thing, like when they change in dynamic and create other bands, it's a very interesting birth, you know, you see some crazy stuff come out of side projects.
So sometimes it's a side project, but it's better in a different way.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
A newer find for me, Kindness.
Kindness.
Kindness is the band. And this song is Duig's Song? Duig's Song?
Duig's Song.
Off World, You Need a Change of Mind. 2012 album. And yeah. This dude is
so swanky.
If I had a secret and I told it to you, would you tell your brother?
Thumping the fucking earth.
You,
oh, that's some deep bomb.
Yeah, man.
That's bone marrow bomb.
Definitely brings the groove hard.
Super cool. Never heard of this band. Kindness?
Kindness. Yeah.
Says it's a singer. Solo project of English singer Adam Bainbridge. Do your funky thing, Adam.
Ooh.
Choice, Ty.
Thank you.
Hope for Something, and that's off of the single that just came out here in 2017, but it says Panama is a musical project by Jara McCleary. It's got a lot of crazy feels. Oh, wow. It almost has this, I'm drawing a total blank of the band right now. Mike, they're like a super group.
Mike Snow?
Mike Snow.
I could hear that.
It has some Mike Snow-isms in it.
I hear you.
Have not heard the album, so I really don't know exactly what I would assume if the rest of the album is like that. I would probably enjoy it. Give it a shot. Oh.
Oh.
Getting all sassy with those keys.
You know, we do lots of homework for you guys.
And the jams go on.
We do like to say, don't be afraid to go out and do some homework yourself. Support all that music tree. Music tree.
I like music tree.
What's that even?
Let's go with music tree.
support your local music tree.
And you gotta give, and you gotta grow that music tree.
That's right.
Because if that music tree don't grow,
give it some water.
The tunes don't be showing. Yeah, this is a good pick, Ty.
What?
How do you say this? This name?
I think it's Turkaus.
Turkaus. T U R K U A Z.
They're a funky band I got to catch when we were in Denver for our good buddy Duncan's wedding.
Oh, and funky as hell, man.
Yeah, they destroyed it, so I've been a fan ever since. But this was off an older album, off Zerbert from 2011.
Ugh.
But yeah, Brooklyn-based funk band, man.
Wow, Brooklyn cooking the funk.
It's a little scary when you see the sign.
They're a big funk band, too. They got, you know, horn section, three backup singing, dancing.
Is it one of those things where you're like, that's not necessary? Is
no,
the tuba player
I think it's necessary.
Oh, get more of that. The
song is checked.
That's really good, man. All right. And we are at number six, the halfway point of this episode of The Earful.
Uno, six.
16 earfuls.
Number six on the 16.
I found these guys, or this guy, I should say, is kind of a solo performer, but I just dug his, like, chill vibe, man. The whole album's like this. It's really good. It's really just whittled down. Shaky Graves.
Yeah.
There's just some really, like,
raw stripped downness
to it that it just sounds as dirty as it wants to sound. It's the track is Doe Jane, and it's off of Shaky Graves and the Horse He Rode In On. What a great name for an album. 2012. But Shaky Graves is an American musician from Austin, Texas. Jamming.
I like Shaky Graves.
Have you heard him?
I've gotten down before.
Very cool. Never heard of him. He just kind of popped up into the ether, the musical ether. And speaking of the musical ether, the great giver of music that we sometimes hope we can be for you, and you guys have been for us, that as much as we're sharing all this stuff that we're finding, we encourage everybody to go out and have a listen to a band, you know, pay for an album, go to a record store, pay for an album, go to a show. We're all about just giving back to, obviously, the music scene, because it's tough to be a musician. It's tough to, like, hack it. And so many amazing musicians out there that just need your support.
An unending amount.
Yeah, and they're filling our ears with just constant jamming.
They give to us. We got to give to them, too.
It is. You got to give back. You got to give a little to get a lot.
Pay the music forward.
I like this track, Ty.
Where are we at? Oh.
Majestic.
Yeah.
Very French of you, Ty. Very French.
I was in a French hole for a while,
this
too.
This is a total French hole.
I kept coming up with some more and more awesome, sexy French jams.
It's like a goddamn laser beam.
Let it get on you. Yeah.
That ain't right.
That hotness coming at your ears. La Imperatrice. The song is Sultan's Day.
God damn, Ty.
Sequences. It's just...
This is soaking with sexiness and just like...
It's only like two songs on this album, but they are delicious.
Oh, sit back, turn this up.
Get with your lover, turn down the lights.
Not if you're at work. It says NSFW. Oh my god. Oh, there's no way it's taking it there. It is. Oh god, it's breaking it down. I can't handle it. I can't fucking handle it. Ow! Oh my god. Oh. And people are laughing too. They get it. Wow, dude.
Yeah, girl.
That's a permanent stank on... That just ignited every one of the candles here on 16 fucking earfuls, baby.
16 earfuls.
Woo! It's a Ric Flair fucking yell. Sorry. Probably popped that mic. This was an interesting find. I think it's Ohm is the band. O-H-M-M-E. Track his fingerprints.
And the lights came into focus.
Slow build.
They had a thousand fingerprints.
But it just goes there.
Perfectly.
But I like where it goes.
Let it build. Let it grow.
It's an experimental band.
You sat on a piano.
Simma Cunningham and Macy Stewart. Two geniuses behind this band, this ensemble.
But they're dying now inside your life. You're alive.
That's so weird. Okay, I heard this track. The rest of the album is pretty badass, too.
Experiment in voice and sound.
That's like exactly that. What it is. Little Ohm.
Rides pretty hard. I like
Rides
it.
Rides deep down there. Yeah, it's got it.
The remains of every picture have started dripping out your ears. There's no room for nostalgia.
All right, Ty. Here was another track we both kind of stumbled upon. So good. So good.
This whole album was fantastic. This new Algiers album.
Fucking Algiers. Never heard of Algiers.
Ty
had sent me this album via iTunes. Literally, I just finished it. And I was like, he knows. We both know. It's the
you better
kinetic
listen to
connection.
This.
Listen to this.
This song is called Death March off The Underside of Power that just came out in 2017. It builds for a second, but it is, man, this whole album had all the feels. Algiers is an American experimental band from Tom's almost place of residence, almost, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, boys.
I like the timbre of his voice, too.
Oh, he's got a wonderful voice. It suits the music.
This was a tasty album, too. It was all...
I start to finish, it was a really good album. All of the... Every track. I'd never really heard of Algiers until this recent album, so I feel like I have to go back.
Can't remember what else they had. Can't remember if I listened to more or not. But I like it. I like it.
Get after that, Algiers. All right.
Fuck yes. This sounds like the hottest mixtape ever in like 1996, though.
Yeah, it does.
But fucking fire.
Yeah, this is DJ T-Rock and Squashy Nice, Hit the Brakes. This is off of Back to the Essence. And I never heard of these guys. I just kind of fell upon them. They're freaking awesome. Hey, another Atlanta band formed in 1999.
Still an ATL. We're out some cardboard, man. Let's break dance battle.
I know. Ready? Let's throw it down. We got the linoleum on the ground. Brakes is one of those things that, like, I don't really tire of it because people find lots of ways to spice up brakes, man.
Yeah,
real refreshing. It's just like, oh, man, kill it. Yeah, throw a little harmonica in that bitch. This is a great track, Ty. I'd never heard of this. You may want to put the kids to bed.
More 60-ton music for you and your lover.
Earful 16.
This here is Yes Chances You. Song is Change Is Gonna Come, featuring Damon Truitt. And this is Single of Hope, hopefully a just as sexy album coming up in 2017. But this is just a duo of Jono Kirkham and Gav Perry, and I have no idea where they're from, but it's
super sexy.
Yeah.
It speaks for itself, and it says, I'm sexy.
Change is gonna come.
Change is gonna come, my friend. Don't you worry. Change is gonna come. Change is gonna come. Don't you worry. Change is gonna come. Change is gonna come.
Wow. I like that change up. And with that, we come to 12.
Last track.
Earful 16. 16 earfuls. It's been fun, Ty. It's been a good one, man. We've
Hell
had a
yeah.
good freaking earful.
Dude.
I hope you've all enjoyed it listening at home. All right, this is Pulp Fusion. Funky Monkey off Record Store. 2008 album. Never heard of this. Wish I did. He's a Swiss DJ, and this shit is Fuego.
This is one of the ones you sent me earlier in the week, man, and I jammed the shit out of this album and a couple other of their
I know, I gotta get on the other stuff, but Pulp Fusion. It just goes there. You could just feel like, I read up on this guy, said he was also started off as a guitar player. You can hear his guitar in there, but you can hear that he's like a badass producer too, because the mixing and all the work on it's really good.
Yeah, man. Definitely funky fresh.
It's tight. And he has a couple of more albums called Pulp Fusion. Super tasty time. We had a really fun ride with this past with 16, baby.
Yeah,
that
man.
Was fun.
16 earfuls. Well, don't want to blow out the candles. So.
Let's blow the candles on this wad.
Under the covers.
Yeah.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right. Who did it better?
That's so sexy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Under the Covers. We do this segment every once in a while. It's basically we pick a original song and we pair it against a cover song. And then we talk about it. We have witty banter. Maybe you actually listen to even more of this show
Maybe.
Than we think you do.
Possibly. You might.
All right, dude. Let's start it off with two of my kind of favorite dudes of that time.
I mean,
they are just a match made in heaven. Their beautiful coffee hair, Hal and Oates, and
oh yeah,
She's Gone, baby. I'm telling you this. I play this every time I'm broken up with. I play this song
every time.
Every time I have to play it. Every time.
I don't play it immediately, but
and I cry
it,
like a
it
baby.
Ends up playing at the bar, and that's where I cry at the bar when it's playing.
Yeah. You put like four quarters in the jukebox and put it like two times, four or five times.
Give me two doubles. Let them say it.
It's just such a smoky, hot fucking track. Defined our boys. She's Gone. It's slow burn. See, you think they were going to sing there. It, what the fuck? Making us wait. Oh, yeah. Tell us. Oh, and then they ooh you in for another four or five bars. Whatever. You've heard the goddamn song. So basically, you know, that's the OG. That's the original. That She's Gone.
It is a pretty great song.
That's Hall & Oates. I mean, it's pinnacle, right? Okay. So we're powering up. The Bird and the Bee, who I dig.
I love The Bird and
I
the Bee.
I dig The Bird and the Bee. I don't know if I dig The Bird more than The Bee, or vice versa.
I kind of dig The Bird. Well,
wait. Is she the
who
bee?
Who is the one? I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, I think that's the determination.
I thought she was the bird.
Oh, but they give it a really tasty little thing. I like what they do with this.
Everybody's high on consolation.
Ooh, yeah.
Her voice, too.
So good.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision.
I definitely feel sexier if she's singing to me than Hall & Oates, but Hall & Oates brings it pretty correct on that song.
She's gone. She's gone.
Ah, oh, the funky fresh of Bird and the Bee, though. I feel.
Also, too, Hall & Oates wrote it about a chick.
Yeah.
This chick singing about a chick, which kind of makes it hotter.
Yeah.
You know what,
I'm
man?
I'm just going to say fuck it and throw it The Bird and the Bee, even though I love Hall & Oates a lot.
All right. I'm feeling it tonight. I feel like I would go with The Bird and the Bee version.
All
sure,
right,
let's give
we're
it to
doing
her.
It. Fuck it.
She's Gone, The Bird and the Bee. They have a really great, actually, this whole album is from an entire Hall & Oates cover album. I would just nab that up if you have never listened to it. It's great. And like her, the Earful, Sweet 16s, or not Sweet 16s, 16 Earfuls.
Earfuls.
Sorry. That was the working title for this episode, so fuck you guys. Yeah, that this episode is coming to a close, and we've had a good episode, man. It's been good. All the feels, man.
All the feels. Yeah, that was a wide gamut.
And if you enjoy listening to us, you can always find our past episodes on www.onoearful.com. We put out quite a few episodes. You can go back and listen to them down. We have all of the playlists over at our Spotify channel, which is Ono Radio yeah. Show. You can find us on there and subscribe. Always putting up every episode has a corresponding playlist on that.
On that Spotify. You can also find us on iTunes. So you can, under Ono Radio Show, we are listed under the Ono Radio Show feed. If you love wrestling, don't forget to check out Ono Wrestling. I don't know if you do or you don't. I don't really, but it's okay if you do.
Give them some love.
Give them some love.
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of great things going on here in the Ono Media sphere. We're always pumping out new content. And you can always check out the Ono Radio Show Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. at mixer.com/ Ono Radio Show. And that's the anchor show for all of us. But we do this fun little thing every week. And we're going to continue to do that for you guys. So check every Monday or so.
Gonna do it.
Around that point, we post it up. You can check it out. It's got a corresponding website. All the information of the tracks we've played, you can go check them out and just get digging yourself. And if you think we should be listening to something, well, you need to tell us that. And you should. Throw it up in our... We have a great Ono Radio Show group on Facebook.
Check in on the group.
Check in on the group.
Search for
Shake
Ono Radio
it up.
Show, you'll find us.
And now we do what we always do, and we got to play off with a tune.
Send us out, Tom.
I'm going to send us out, Ty.
I'm
looking.
You.
I'm thumbing. I'm seeing. I'm feeling. Oh, my God. It's got to be French. It was so good.
Rocking
this was
on that
so
French
good,
gin.
Ty. This was so good.
It's tasty.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Earful. I'm Tom.
I'm Ty.
Thank you for listening.
And cheers to those ears.
Cheers to those ears, baby.
Talon pique et cuir de star, cheveux pressés blonds, trottoir. Sur son boulevard, les néons phares, les corps en rose et noir. Elle attend là sans y croire, proie de la nuit, perle rare. Une ombre se glisse dans sa nuit bizarre. Sa nuit blanche et illusoire. Les cils.
We hope you enjoyed the music.